the fictional characters she played on screen. There were a half dozen identities that seemed more fitting and familiar. Lauren Winters, straight-A student. Lauren Winters, class valedictorian. Lauren Winters, president of the debate team. Lauren Winters' best friend. Lauren Winters' horse trainer. Lauren Winters' bookkeeper. Those were the parts of her that counted for something. They were the achievements she could point to with pride. And, she realized with sudden clarity, she wanted them back. Okay, maybe not the bookkeeping, but the rest of it, the friendships and the horses, and the respect for her brain as opposed to her beauty. She wanted to go home and find the old Lauren, who'd never even set foot in front of a camera, much less dreamed of being an actress. Most of all, she wanted to see the Calamity Janes, her four best friends. The five of them had stuck together through thick and thin, stayed up all night talking about boys and dreams, and spent hours on end creating mischief that had kept the whole town talking. Even now, Lauren reflected, Cassie, Karen, Emma, and Gina kept her grounded, though they were scattered around the country, and phone calls were all that kept them connected. Nonetheless, they were always there with a shoulder to cry on, advice, and, most of all, laughter. They were the people who mattered, not the agents and managers and publicists whose fortunes rose and fell with hers, not the men who sought the spotlight by being photographed at her side. Her life these last 10 years seemed more like an incredible fluke than something she'd achieved through hard work and ambition. Being discovered by a producer after she'd only been on the job in a studio accountant's office for a month was the stuff of Hollywood legends. She'd laughed when he'd asked her to audition for his latest movie. She'd considered it a lark when she'd gotten the small but pivotal role that had ultimately earned her an Academy Award nomination. But that nomination made it all but impossible for her to go back to being an anonymous bookkeeper, whose success depended solely on whether the numbers added up at the end of the year. Other directors had taken her seriously, sought her out. The roles had kept coming, right along with the recognition and the publicity and the men. In what seemed like the blink of an eye, she'd become a sought-after superstar. And along the way, she had gotten lost. The doctor's voice snapped her back to the present.
So, Miss Winters, shall I have my assistant schedule you for surgery next week? My calendar is booked months ahead, but for you I'm sure we can find some time.
The doctor beamed at her, his capped teeth gleaming, as he granted what he obviously viewed as a huge favor, though they both knew that having her for a client would be a publicity coup for him. He promised total discretion, but word would leak out. It always did. Lauren weighed her choices, taking a trip home to see her best friends for their class reunion, or having this ridiculously vain and unnecessary bit of surgery. In the end, there was no contest.
Thank you so much for your time, doctor, but I think I like my face just the way it is. I'll keep it a while longer, she said.
He stared at her, clearly stunned.
But if you wait, I can't guarantee that the results will be as good.
She gave him one of her trademark brilliant smiles, the one that had most men stumbling over their own feet.
To tell you the truth, doctor, I don't think the horses and cattle in Winding River will care.
1. This week, the Calamity Janes had gathered around Karen's kitchen table for their Monday night get-together. Now that Emma had moved back from Denver and opened her law practice, now that Gina was taking over Tony's Italian restaurant in Winding River, and Cassie had settled into her marriage with Cole, they assembled someplace each week to discuss their lives. Lauren joined them whenever she could, which was more and more frequently of late. Even when she wasn't in town, she had a feeling she was a prime topic of conversation. They were openly worried about her. She was the only one of them who hadn't moved home again in the months since their class reunion had first brought her home. She was also the only one of them not happily married or engaged. Maybe if she'd been bubbling with enthusiasm for her life in Los Angeles, they wouldn't be so concerned. But Lauren hadn't been able to hide her disenchantment. That being the case, not even she could explain why she hadn't made the decision to move back to Winding River, when it was apparently clear to everyone that Los Angeles no longer